This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi this morning. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. During the three-day visit in Algeria, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune and other major leaders. President Murmu is also scheduled to address the India-Algeria Economic Forum. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th, and in the final leg of her visit, President will visit Malawi from 17 to 19th. During the visit to these countries, the President is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the leadership, and she will also interact with key trade and industry leaders and the Indian diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, stating that the scheme has emerged as a transformative initiative in revolutionizing India's infrastructure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gati Shakti has significantly enhanced multimodal connectivity, driving faster and more efficient development across sectors. He added that the seamless integration of various stakeholders has led to boosting logistics, reducing delays and creating new opportunities for several people. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the Assembly on the theme, Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The Assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The objective of project is to provide 12-month internship for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. The total cost of the pilot project is 800 crore rupees. The Ministry of Home Affairs has requested all central departments and administrations in states and union territories to fly United Nations flag along with the national tricolour atop all important buildings in the country on the 24th of October this month to mark the United Nations Day. The directive issued by the Ministry states that the United Nations flag is not to be flown on the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Vice President's House, Parliament House, Supreme Court Building, Raj Bhavans, Raj Nivasas or buildings housing legislative councils, legislative assemblies and high courts across the country. Delhi Police's crime branch has seized a huge cache of 1,323 kilograms of illegal firecrackers in the national capital ahead of Diwali. Three individuals, including a driver who used to supply these banned crackers in Delhi NCR region, were arrested. Raids were conducted at godowns located in village Baprola, outer Delhi, and main Majuri Road in Kirari. In Telangana, the prestigious Alai Bhalai celebrations are being held in Hyderabad today, a day after the Dasara festival. The speakers at the function emphasized the need for promoting unity and keeping intact the cultural heritage through festivals. Governors of various states, including Telangana, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Meghalaya, and former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu attended the Alai Bhalai organized by the Alai Bhalai Foundation. Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattatreya started the Alai Bhalai celebrations reflecting the culture of Telangana way back in 2005. Alai Bhalai has been celebrated a day after the Dasara festival since then, providing a platform to bring all sections of society together. Speaking on the occasion, former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu said, currently unity is very much needed and festivities like Alai Bhalai will take forward the culture and heritage. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in the Group A match at Sharjah in UAE this evening for a spot in the semi-finals. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. Durga Puja, one of the most significant religious festivals in India, is culminating today with the immersion of Goddess Durga's idols in water bodies. Idols from various temples and neighborhoods are being taken in processions on decorated trucks for immersion. And with that, we end this news bulletin.